basements, dirty noise, dirty places coming through. Extreme worlds alone, did you ever like it, Pam? I would stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this. So many heartaches, so many faces, so many dirty things you couldn't even believe. I would stand in line for this. It's always good in life for this.
It is non-sanctioned by the World Wrestling Federation, and anything goes!
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody! T-shirt. It says Tennessee Oilers. Because the Oilers smartened up and moved to a state that is not full of losers and a state that is truly in the South. Now allow me to introduce us, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. The World Wrestling Federation proudly brings to you its heavyweight tag team champions of the world! Badass Billy Gunn, the Road Dogg Jesse James, the New Age Outlaws! Now they say we've gone too far. Well, they don't know what too far is. You think you've seen carnage tonight? You ain't seen nothing yet. Allow me to introduce one of our members of this eight-man tag extravaganza. He represents D-Generation X. He is accompanied to the ringside area by that gargantuan Chizik, China This is the 1997 King of the Ring. This is Triple H, Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down. Tell me what to do. You know who you're talking to.
Well, you better get used to the way the war battles. I see what you got in measures and ounces. But that's a break, boy. Yeah, that's a break, little man. Break it down.
You're a big man.
And now, joining D-Generation X and the New Age Outlaws, representing Los Boricuas, Savio Vega!
Mírame los ojos cuando digas mi nombre. No me confrontes si no eres tu nombre. Tanto día represento mi Borinquen Bow. Que me pongas bravo, caerás al fin y al cabo. Soy más bravo como el gato.
¡Está haciendo batalla!
¡Que no se calla! Corro por el mundo, mi corazón lleno de candela. Dentro mis batallas, cargando mi bandera. Puertorriqueña, misteriosa como las aguas azules. Fuerte como las montañas que cortan por las nubes. Pues manos pa' arriba.
We'll be right back.
Warrior, auntie, lost everything, looking for a deal.
But he's just a raggedy man.
He's quick.
And Bob, do you think he can do it?
Maybe.
And what did you do before this?
I was a cop, a driver.
But how the world turns. One day cock of the walk, next to feather dust. Play something tun tun, something tragic. Do you know who I was? Nobody. Except on the day after, I was still alive. This nobody had a chance to be somebody. So much for history. Anyway, water? The audition. Drink.
Yeah.
Lesnar goes to Challenger. Vince drop kick to the back of the head.
After all that Eddie's been through this match, he still realized to go after that knee. How incredible it is!
Oh, head scissors! Lesnar's in trouble. The Challenger, Eddie Guerrero, reaching deep down inside again.
Brock Lesnar, that knee is still bothering him.
I was just about to say momentum back to Eddie, but once again, the champion with a knee to the midsection.
You never know when Lesnar's gonna strike.
Boom! Nobody home off the top turnbuckle. Brock Lesnar again. Eddie rolled out of the way. Eddie Guerrero, Latino Heat, beginning to fire up.
What's Eddie gonna do here?
Suplex of his own!
Let's see if Eddie is gonna do this. It's vintage Eddie Guerrero. Hanging onto that head, spinning the hips with those triple vertical suplexes. There's the second one.
Eddie Guerrero going for a hat
trick. But can Eddie do the third one?
Eddie,
300 pounds he's throwing.
Trying to put Brock Lesnar, the champion, away. Eddie Guerrero back to his feet.
Wow.
There's a third! Eddie Guerrero with three suplexes!
And how much did it take out of Guerrero, Cole?
An amazing performance by Eddie Guerrero, the challenger. Beginning to feel it is Eddie.
Eddie Guerrero.
Amazing. Eddie Guerrero going to the apron. Eddie Guerrero's going to climb high. The champion in trouble in the middle of the ring.
And he's going to fly, and he's going to fly!
Nobody home for the frog splash. Lesnar rolled out of the way. Eddie Guerrero, that may have been Guerrero's last chance.
That was it. You're exactly right. That was Eddie Guerrero's last chance. Great, great outing by Eddie, but I'm telling you, I think that's that.
And Brock Lesnar realizes that as well. Lesnar to his feet, stalking Eddie Guerrero.
I don't think this will be in a rematch, I can tell you that. Look at this, here we go. Oh, F5! I told you, here comes the pin!
And a five into the referee! Guerrero suffering the F5, the referee Brian Hebner knocked down!
Wow! That F5, the momentum!
Brock Lesnar going for the cover on Eddie Guerrero.
Brock,
the referee is down. Eddie Guerrero is down and out
on,
for the
ref.
F5.
Where's the ref?
But so is the referee. Brock,
let's get another ref out here.
Has Eddie Guerrero covered, but the referee was knocked down in that F5.
Well, can we get another? Brock's going to try and wake up Hebner or something.
Brock Lesnar, the champion, trying to figure out what to do here. Brock Lesnar, where the hell's he going?
I don't know. Eddie's down. The referee is down.
And Brock Lesnar is making his way out here. And this cannot be good. Oh, no. Not this way, Brock. Not this way.
No one's going to stop Lesnar.
The WWE Championship in his hand.
What's Brock going to do with this?
I have no earthly idea, but this cannot be good. Lesnar's bringing the championship into the ring. Brock Lesnar has that championship gold in his hands in the ring.
The referee's still down, so referee's not going to have a clue what whatever Brock has in mind. I don't know.
What is Lesnar doing?
I don't know what Lesnar... The hell, what?
Wait a minute!
What the hell?
Spear! That's Goldberg!
What's he doing here?
Goldberg just speared Brock Lesnar.
Gotta be kidding me. What the?
The champion's down. The challenger's down. The referee's down.
How did he get back in? When they took him away in cuffs.
Ross Goldberg speared our champion.
Well, that's great. That's great. Goldberg just ruined everything. He had no business out here.
But the champion's down. The challenger's down. The referee's been knocked out. Listen to this crowd.
Well, don't tell me, look. Don't tell me Eddie could have.
Look at Eddie. Look, Eddie's crawling. Eddie Guerrero crawling toward the champion.
Don't tell me.
Eddie Guerrero covering the champion.
Well, the ref's still down.
Eddie Guerrero's going to do it. Eddie's going to steal it.
Eddie's going to steal it.
Eddie's going to steal it.
Oh, my God, two. Eddie's going to steal it.
Lesnar. How the hell did Lesnar kick out?
Amazing. Amazing.
Eddie Guerrero was going to steal the title that time. Brock Lesnar kicked out.
Lesnar just got speared by Goldberg. Lesnar had a kick out on instinct.
Hey, wait a minute. Eddie Guerrero just grabbed that title.
Well, what? And the referee is still down.
Eddie Guerrero has that title in his hand. Eddie Guerrero, championship gold.
What? This won't be fair if he uses. He's not the champ. It's not his title.
Eddie Guerrero going to do anything he can to win the title. Eddie Guerrero measuring Brock Lesnar, the champion.
But wait, this ain't right. This is not right.
Eddie Guerrero with the gold in his hand.
No.
Eddie Guerrero measuring Brock Lesnar. The WWE Championship is on the line.
No, Brock, watch out. Watch your back.
Lesnar to his feet.
Wake up, Hebner. Wake up, ref.
Eddie Guerrero measuring the champion. Oh, miss for the championship. Shot to the midsection again, and Eddie Guerrero knocked to his knees.
Lesnar so smart, so quick.
And Brock Lesnar lifting Eddie Guerrero.
I told you, Cole. Here it comes, Cole.
Championship gold.
He cheated. Eddie Guerrero cheated with that move.
Come on, Eddie. Come on, Eddie. Eddie to the top rope.
Eddie cheated.
Frog splash. Come on, Eddie. Get Eddie. Do it.
Two.
Yes. Eddie Guerrero is champion.
Here is your winner and the new WWE champion, Eddie.
Guerrero is the new WWE champion. Oh my God! Wow! I can't believe it.
For the first time in his career, Eddie Guerrero is WWE champion.
Wow!
Eddie Guerrero's brother, Mondo, in attendance to watch Eddie Guerrero climb the mountain.
Well, I'll tell you, Eddie Guerrero worked his ass off for so many years. I'll tell you, Eddie Guerrero did it, and that's Eddie's mom right there.
Eddie Guerrero,
wow!
Hugging his mother at ringside.
How proud of the Guerrero family of Eddie Guerrero.
Tears streaming down the face of Mondo and Eddie's mother.
I can't believe it.
Eddie Guerrero, everything that Eddie Guerrero has been through in his career. Everything Eddie's been through in his life.
Standing.
Eddie Guerrero with a standing ovation here in San Francisco.
And not for nothing, Cole, it's well deserved. There is Eddie Guerrero, the new WWE champion, Latino Heat.
It's a different kind of high tonight for Eddie Guerrero. Eddie Guerrero gets his redemption. Eddie Guerrero has exercised his demons.
Thank you. Anführer. Hey, man, you're a German. We're all Germans. That's right. That means we cannot attack Germany. I mean, I got all my friends here, you know? And what about me? And then there's the country club and the laugh every night. We got to do something. I got it.
What have you got?
The medal that fell down my pants, man. Get it out, baby. Dankeschön, baby.
What real love is, Crystal?
No.
Sacrifice.
Hello, darling. Nice to see you. It's been a long time. You're just as lovely as you used to be. How's your new love? Are you happy? Hope you're doing fine. Just to know it means so much to me. What's that, darling? How am I doing? I'm doing all right, except I can't sleep. I cry all night till dawn. What I'm trying to say is I love you and I miss you, and I'm so sorry that I did you wrong. Look up, darling. Let me kiss you. Just for old time's sake, let me hold you in my arms one more time. Thank you, darling. May God bless you. And each step you take bring you closer to the things you seek to find. Goodbye, darling. I gotta go now. Gotta try to find a way to lose these memories of a love so warm and true. And if you should ever me. Come back, darling, I'll be waiting for you.
Please meet Sarah.
Is this about you sleeping with your friend's husband, was it, or boyfriend?
Yeah, my friend's husband.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Everybody knows where you go when the sun goes down. I think you only live to see the lights uptown. I wasted my time when I would try. 'Cause when the lights have lost their glow, you'll cry. Soon your sugar daddies will all be gone. You wake up some cold day and find you're alone. You'll call for me, but I'm gonna tell you bye. When I turn around and walk away, you'll cry. You're gonna cry, and you cry alone. When everyone's forgotten and you're left on your own, you're gonna cry. At night to wait till you come in. You stay a little while and then you're gone again. Every question that I ask, I get a lie. Or every lie you tell, you're gonna cry. When your fickle love gets old, no one will care for you. Then you'll come back to me for a little love that's true. I'll tell you no, and then you'll ask me why. When I remind you of all of this, you'll cry. You're gonna cry, and you want me then. It'll hurt when you think of the fool you've been. You're gonna cry.
Well, gentlemen, we've waited a long time to hear this. In exactly 5 hours and 17 minutes, we hit the enemy toast.
I think that's the enemy coast, sir.
Huh? Coast? Well, it'll take a little more planning, but it doesn't matter. Now, our assignment is to knock out the nuclear weapons plant at Falafel Heights. Plant goes online in 12 hours and is heavily defended. Now, if you have trouble hitting your objective, your secondary targets are here and here. An accordion factory and a mime school. Good luck, gentlemen. Link, take over. Oh, there's one more thing. Never mind, I'll get that. It's probably for me.
Our sortie will proceed as planned. I want Topper Harley leading our squadron into battle.
What? Lieutenant Commander, sir. It's nothing personal. I know I speak for every man here. We've lost all respect for Harley. He's poisoned for morale of the unit and a disaster to the success of this mission.
Well, you're out of line, Gregory. You'll obey orders and like it. Now get to your planes.
Sir?
What is it, Mr. Harley?
I hope I'm wrong about this.
And what would that be?
Nobody likes playing for a coach who throws the big game.
What's that supposed to mean?
My uncle used to tell me that not playing to win is like sleeping with your sister. Sure, she's a great piece of tail with a blouse full of goodies, but it's just illegal.
Jesus, Topper, come on.
Then you get into that whole inbred thing. Kids with no teeth who only play the banjo, eat applesauce through a straw, pork farm animals.
Topper, that's enough.
I think you get my point, sir. I just hope you're playing straight with us.
Jobs, cause there's bills to pay. We got some.
Anything goes, baby.
Anything goes in a cage. That's a steel chain now Reed has.
You got to watch out running.
Reed missed the roundhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Mind buster.
Yeah.
He got it, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's your winner, Ron Simmons.
A buffoon's meeting with the dean of admissions at a prestigious college.
Well, Michael, I'd like to extend my warmest congratulations on your upcoming graduation, and I understand you're interested in matriculating here in the fall.
I got a snake, man!
Yes, pets are welcome here on campus, be it the traditional dog or cat, or even the occasional reptile.
One time I fed it some beer, man! It was slivering this way and that! It was all fucked up!
I'm sure it was. Well, we discourage inappropriate drinking among both students and pets here on campus.
Fucking shit!
Yes, that's a not uncommon reaction to this policy. So tell me a little bit more about your background.
My father's a fucking asshole, man!
I see. Your feelings of rebellion are not unusual at your age, son.
My mother's a piece of shit, too!
Well, I hope you can find an outlet for your hostility over the summer, so you can come to school in the fall relaxed and ready to learn.
My teacher in high school was a stupid bitch, man! She had her head way up her ass!
Well, the quality of the faculty at a university such as ours far exceeds that of a local public high school.
Your secretary's a real fat bitch, man!
Yes, she's tried many diets over the years with minimal success.
I had diarrhea last month! I had to shit all fucking day!
Uh-huh. Well, we all get the occasional stomach bug. Never a pleasurable experience. So, have you given any thought to your choice of major?
I've got a big fucking boner right now!
I see. Well, sexual arousal is not uncommon during periods of nervous tension. I do not take offense.
One time I ate my neighbor's shit!
That's understandable. Well, I enjoyed meeting you, and we'll be sending you our decision by the end of the month.
I bet you got really hairy balls!
Yes, it's a veritable forest down there. Bye-bye.
Supposed to